The truth lives.
Political Bomb Show, starring Rayshon Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bomb Show. I'm your host, Rayshon Blyden. You can visit our website at politicalbombshow.cf, politicalbombshow.cf. So I asked a question today. Sex robots, are they a good thing or a bad thing? It's subjective. I mean, if you have like a condition where, let's say you're married and your wife, she only wants to have sex once or twice a week, and you're a horn dog and you want to have sex all the time, and it's just not practical, and it's not gonna happen. So what do you go out and cheat and find an escort, or do you buy one of these sex robots to curb your appetite so you don't have to cheat? In that way, I think it's a good thing. But I also think it could be a bad thing, because let's say that this sex robot that you have intercourse with, it turns out that the sex robot makes you desensitized to a woman, and you just want to just be with the robot rather than the woman, and then the woman feel neglected because you rather have sex with this robot than her. Well, then in that case, I think it could be a bad thing. And obviously, you don't want teenagers and young adults getting hold of sex robots, because I just don't think that that it's meant for them. Now, you could make the case that would you rather them go out and have sex with another teen? But still, I don't think you should be supplying teenagers with sex robots. It's just my thing. Or sex toys, for instance, like you have the P-Rocket, and then you have, I can't even think of the name of it. But anyway, you get the drift of what I'm talking about. So we're next on the line. I have GK. We're going to discuss the ups and downs and pitfalls about sex robots. And the conversation is going to also they're into pornography. I brought the question up, is pornography a good thing or a bad thing? We're going to also discuss about the legalization and decriminalization of marijuana and cigarettes. We're going to talk about that and a few other things. So I think it was a really insightful conversation. So right now, I want you to welcome GK to the show. Hi, how's it going? Welcome to our broadcast. Today, we're talking about sex robots. Are they a good or a bad thing? I have mixed signals about it, because I feel like the sex robots will make men have less interaction with women if they become so much better than women are. And I think it could be a bad thing in that case, or it could be a good thing. Like if someone, they really like to have sex all the time and the woman just don't want to do it all the time, he could have that robot to fall back on. That's my opinion on it. What's your opinion?
I'm absolutely agree with you, because there's diverse versatile senses throughout the world, throughout society. And, for some people, that's a pleasure to give and to take enough senses from sex. That's some people say it's more important to have some feelings, humankind feelings, and they don't care about anything robots, you know. So that's so versatile, and that's absolutely legal. In my country, that's illegal, you know?
Right, yeah, I agree. Now, as far as women go, I'm not that familiar with women toys. I don't know if that desensitized them to men, or I can't really speak on that. I could only speak for men.
Yes. That would be really difficult for us to say as a woman. I'm a man, so. But for me, as my side, in my opinion, that's must be legal in every country, because every person in this world have his choice legally to have his sexual life in their individually.
Right. Now, what do you think about pornography? Too much? Too good thing? Bad thing?
In some cases, you know, maybe it might be a bad thing because it doesn't have a absolute defense restrictions for adult ages under 18, you know. But it may have some bad interest, some bad causes, but that might be also not might be not illegal also too. That's absolutely profitable.
Not so you're in your country, it's legal for like under 18.
In my country, it's illegal under 18, but believe me, every under 18 children watch this.
Right, yeah. So do you think that maybe the government should step in, or you think it should just be left alone?
Might be stepped in, but you know, every act of government acting might have his limits, and if it doesn't offend particularly children under 18, maybe yes. Why not?
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I just think like I'm in America. I'm not sure. Are you in America as well or no?
No, I'm in the Georgian Republic, but I'm a citizen of New York. I was born there.
Oh, okay. So to me, I just feel in America it's just pornography is just in you it's too much of it. It's everywhere. You can't get away from it. It's on even TV shows that's normally playing, throughout the regular broadcast. It's like pornography is everywhere. You can't, I just think it's just an overkill on it. And it's just some
Yeah.
men, so some men, like they'll watch porn, for instance, and they'll see a porn star and then they'll feel inadequate because they see, like, for instance, the size of the porn star and they feel like something is wrong with them.
Yeah, I agree with you. But you know, in my what's the difference in America and in my country, in Georgian Republic? That's also in TV shows. That's it's a cost, you know. When you need to watch the pornography on the TV, you need to buy some money.
Right,
That's
right.
I think that's not right for me. Not for me, but maybe for social. Maybe not. That's not right for social, you know. Because in my country, believe me, maybe almost 80% are very are in poverty, and they need some relax, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I don't think that they should charge you. I mean, that's not right. I mean, everyone has urges sometimes, and sometimes you need to watch pornography to, to relieve yourself.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's unfair what they're doing in your country if they're doing that. I know, like sometimes, go ahead.
Maybe that might be profitable for government, you know. I think sometimes they want some money, and because of that they take bills, they take taxes for pornography. But that's not absolutely understandable for me, you know. That's why I have to pay for pornography. Answer me.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I mean, America is not so much different. The government try to get taxes on anything. Like they want to get taxes. Take, they want to do global warming and tax the air we breathe. I mean, how could you tax the air I breathe? I just think that that's ridiculous. And you even had some people talking about taxing the cow for cow farts. I mean, it's just absurd.
Yeah,
So.
that's really obscure for me, profound for me. I don't know how to get anything from there.
Right. Yeah, I think that the government will, if they think it's going to profit them and they can make money off of it, like I'm not sure if marijuana is legal in your country or not. Is it legal there?
What's legal in my country?
Marijuana, pot, weed?
Oh, it's legal. What? It was illegal about 3 months ago, but now it's already legal to smoke a weed and also to have a marriage with your sexual partner. Doesn't matter what gender is it.
Okay, and with the weed, do they tax that over there as well, or they don't tax it?
There is a limit. If you have a more than 40 gram, that's already a tax, but not above it.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, they'll the same thing is happening here. I mean, not every state is legal, but some states is legal and they're taxing it. I mean, I'm not a smoker myself, so it doesn't really bother me whether they tax it or not. But for people, I think it should be more for medical use rather than recreational, but that's just my own opinion.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you because I'm also not a smoker one. That also doesn't bother me. But you know, some people say that that's also medically profitable for a particular human. But I don't believe it. You know, I think that nowadays media is just a phony thing by is acting by whole world government. You know why? Because if you pay money to doctor, he can say also that drugs is good. But you know, money speaks nowadays. You know, but let me tell you that. Let me tell you, I don't believe it. But as a weed, I think that it might be discriminalized in every country. But I think it might have also limits. For me, limits is very important in our lives. And if you have a limit in that case, weed must be acted as only medical. Act, you know, in only medical surgeries and not other things. Maybe that's a big gap, and that's a big difference between decriminalization and legalization of weeds in the country.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with you on that. It's just like, take for instance, big pharmaceutical. They put out a lot of drugs that are not good for humans to consume, and it's causing lots of problems, but they have big money and they, you know, pay these politicians, they lobby them. And like opioids, for instance, it's doing more damage than anything else could have done ever.
Yeah, also, I also agree with you. Yeah, that's the same disaster in my country. Also, there is some fight, some crowd fight each other in my in Rustavoli Street. That's a central street in Tbilisi, capital of Georgia. And there is always some fighting, some disastrous killing each other. You know, that's pretty good for not bad for me as a Georgian and American. As a man, it does sound good for me, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely agree with you. So
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know if the problem will ever be solved because money, big money will you know, big money will reach find its way to politicians, and you have corrupt politicians, and they're just gonna let the problems continue. They're not gonna try to fix the problem if they're profiting.
Yeah. I absolutely agree with you because I th you know corruption was, is, and always will be. Believe me, that always will be because there will be some mass of people who always be dependent on money. Believe me, that always will be, and you cannot. That's always inevitable. You cannot get rid of it. But our maximum, what we can do, you know, is that to show the society what humanity really means, and to show them. That wheat is not good, but that's upon, for example, I'm talking about this case particularly. Wheat is not good for health, but I don't. But if you need, also smoking cigarettes is not bad, is not good, but some people smoke it, right?
Agreed.
Then why it's not illegal? Then why and why the legal weed? I don't get it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Again, I think it boils down to big money, and they're not going to do anything to fix the problem. Like I my in my research, I find that if an adolescent or teenager smokes weed, their brain is not fully developed at that time, so it really affects them into adulthood. So it's not good. You know,
Yeah.
for adult, I mean, for teenagers and adolescents. So I really feel like you said it should be decriminalized, but I don't think it should necessarily be legal for, you know, to do that recreation rec as recreation. So, and you, like you said about cigarettes, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's just as bad. I mean, with all the chemicals in cigarettes, and they don't make that illegal. Why don't they make that illegal?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, and I don't get it. That's really profound for me. It's really obscure. I don't know what to do in that occasion.
So, yeah, I don't know what to do about it. I don't think anything will be done, honestly. We're just gonna have to just try to fight it. I mean, it seems like there are more of them out there than us. The only thing we could do is try to pass the knowledge on, and hopefully someone will listen to us. But I don't know. it could fall on deaf ears. I don't think anyone was listening.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, that's pretty difficult. In nowadays, there are many people have a cancer of by smoking, and that's a disastrous aftermath of it. And I don't know. That's a money. Then all things boils down to the money and nothing at all. That does not have any answers, any scribe. They don't have any answers, believe me, because everyone knows that cigarettes can cause a cancer. Weed can cause some disastrous aftermaths and causes of our lungs. And after that, that's pretty disastrous.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like, I think vaping is a less a better alternative than smoking, and it seems like they're trying to go after vaping. I think is a honestly, I think it's a cigarette company's trying to go after the vaping industry because that actually does help and is less harmful to someone to vape than it is to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, but let me tell you, believe me, I know I agree with you that it's less it causes less damage vaping, but I will tell you that if you have a your mind conscience inside you, you will never smoke even cigarette, even weed, and even this less damageable vape. That's also some kind of disastrous, maybe not. But when you why you have to smoke when you have a this life and you have to be more healthier? Just try to work out something,
Yeah, but unfortunately, I think the nicotine is so addictive that they can't just stop and go cold turkey. So I think
That's
that's the
why they
problem.
need the help. They need the help psychologically and mentally, and not the physically. If you are mentally strong, and if you have a strong conscious mind, believe me, they will never smoke again.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, we're almost out of time, so what do you want to end this with?
I wanna say to if anyone listens, listener, that just have a healthy life and try to be healthier. Just try to teach everyone what's good, and show everything to be well-being and that will be really profitable for social.
All right. Thank you very much. It was very insightful talking to you. And hopefully we
Thank you
can
so
have.
much. Thank
You're
you so
welcome.
much.
You're
You're
welcome.
welcome.
Bye.
Thank you very much, GK. I thought that was a really insightful conversation. He talked about things in his country, and I talked about things here in the United States, and I thought that it was a really good discussion about that. I'd like to hear more of your opinion. Are you in a different country or in the same countries and you feel the same or different? Just leave us a message here and we'll listen and play it back and may air it on our following show. So are you in agreement with us or a disagreement? I'd like to really get your take on that because other discussions that I w want to talk about is just robots in general. I mean, here we go. I'm gonna hear, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, but I've seen movies like The Terminator, and it's not that far-fetched that AI is getting so intelligent that they're gonna want to overtake the human race. It's not that far-fetched. Just take a look on some of the AI and the robots out there. I can't even recall the robot's name that they made a citizen in Saudi Arabia. I can't recall her name, but this is just ridiculous. You're really gonna make a robot a citizen? That's where it starts. It starts at they're gonna become citizens. They're gonna make them even more realistic. I don't know if you've seen that robot, but you put some hair on it from far away, it's gonna look just like human, and it's only gonna get, it's only gonna get more realistic. And then afterwards, their minds are gonna want to do something of their own. They're not gonna want to listen to us, the creators. They're gonna have a mind of their own, and some of these robots are gonna be capable of killing us. And that's what I'm afraid of. I think this is where the road is gonna lead, and I don't wanna see us go to that level. So that's just my opinion on that, and I'd like to hear more from you guys. So just get back to us here. Just let us know how you feel about this. And it was a great discussion and a great show. And I look forward to having more shows on this topic. Thank you.
political corruption is from the nation. A new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're all too corrupted. Political bomb, political bomb, so corrupt people, let's go. Political bomb, political bomb, so corrupt people, let's go.